Hello.
Hi, is that Maggie Ferguson?
Yeah, who's calling?
Hi, Maggie. My name's Jamie. I'm calling from INS Law in relation to your inquiry about the Scottish Redress Scheme application. Is now a good time to talk?
It is, depending on how long it'll take.
It'll be about 30 minutes just to run you through who we are, what we do, take some information and see if you're eligible for the scheme.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
is that
that's
okay?
fine. Yeah.
Perfect. One moment. So before we begin, I just need to confirm your details of data protection. So I have your full name down as Maggie Ferguson, is that
Yeah,
correct?
it's Margaret Ferguson, yeah.
So is it Margaret on your...
It's Margaret, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Do you prefer being called Maggie?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, what's your date of birth, Maggie?
It's 24/12/68.
Perfect. And your current address?
3030 Broadlands, all one word.
Yeah.
And that's Netherfield.
One moment, 30 Broadlands. Netherfield, was that?
Netherfield, yeah.
Yeah. And is that in Milton Keynes?
It is in Milton Keynes, yeah.
Right, okay. Great. And can you recall your parents' names?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, depending at the time, at that time it was Elizabeth McKee.
Elizabeth McKay. How are you spelling McKay?
McKee.
Perfect. And your father?
With Paul McKee.
Paul McKay. Right. And can you recall your address prior to being in place in a care setting?
No, no.
No. Okay.
I remember where I lived. We were living in Manchester at the time before we moved back up to Glasgow.
Right.
So
That's
I was,
absolutely fine. I understand that memories
yeah.
fade, especially trying to get a recall from so long ago. That's absolutely fine. The best
I
thing was to
remember
speak.
the street I lived on when I first got to County Care.
Yes, what street was it?
That was Ford Street in Glasgow. I was living with my uncle when we came back from Manchester.
So was that, did you say Ford Street, Ford?
No, Sword.
Sword.
Sword. Yeah, Sword
Right,
Street.
thank you. Right, that's
That's in
absolutely
Glasgow.
fine. Yep. Sorry, this is just a fire test, fire alarm test, so
That's
that you
okay.
can hear it. It'll go off in one
That's fine.
moment. So the contact number I am speaking to you on now, so that's the best number to
Yeah.
reach you on moving forward.
Yes.
You've given us an email address of mags.ace88@yahoo.co.uk.
Yep, that's
Yeah,
perfect, yeah.
okay. And in terms of us contacting you moving forward, you have to be contacted via telephone, email, and text message.
Yep,
Yep,
all fine.
okay. That's great. And just to let you know, all our calls are recorded for training and quality purposes. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Perfect. So, just before we begin, I do appreciate that discussing these experiences connected to your application can be sometimes quite difficult and upsetting. So, just straight off the bat, please take your time during the call. If you need a
Okay.
break, any further explanation, support, or you want to continue at another time and take a break, just let me
Yeah.
know. So, at this stage, do you suffer from any communication difficulties or vulnerabilities you want to make me aware of at this stage?
No, not fine.
Right, okay. So the purpose of today's call is for me to explain to you what the Scottish Redress Scheme is, explain all the options available to you, explain how INS Law operates, discuss how these cases are funded, and ultimately to gather the initial information I need to assess whether we can assist you. Is that okay?
Yep, that's fine.
Great. So the Scottish Redress Scheme provides financial payments, apologies, and support to survivors
Yep.
of historical child abuse and care in Scotland prior to the 1st of December 2004. It is extremely important that you understand all of your available options before deciding whether to instruct us. So you are entitled to apply directly to the Scottish Redress Scheme by yourself without a solicitor. This would obviously entail you doing absolutely everything, gathering your own evidence, drafting your own witness statements, etc.
This is the problem as well, though, because as far as I'm aware, Fornetti survivors were not entitled to the redress
What
because
survivors, sorry?
Fornetti.
Fornefi.
Yeah.
Right, I can move as part of this conversation. As I said, that's what part of this conversation is for us to do, is for me to assess whether you will be eligible under the
Yeah, because the
scheme.
government has said that we're not, it wasn't classed as a care setting.
Right,
It
okay,
was a
well, we'll.
residential school for holidays for impoverished families, for the kids.
Right, okay,
So
we'll,
this
what I'll
is
do
the
is.
bit I'm not too sure about.
As I said, don't worry, we'll get through all the information I need and then I can make the assessment at that
Yeah.
stage. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So secondly, as opposed to applying directly to the scheme yourself, you can instruct the solicitor who operates under the Scottish Government Legal Fees Scheme. They are paid
Yeah.
directly by the Scottish Government for assisting you with your application. So under the
Right.
government scheme, participating solicitors can receive up to £2,000 plus VAT from the Scottish Government for assisting you with the application, regardless of
Right.
whether your application is successful or not. So
Right,
here
okay.
at INS Law, we do not operate under that scheme and we will not claim those government funded fees. So
Right.
if you decide to instruct us, you would be choosing private legal representation under a conditional fee agreement, and we would
Yeah.
not be paid by the Scottish Government for assisting you. So at this stage,
Right.
I just need to confirm, have you instructed any solicitors to act for you already in
No.
relation to this? Right,
No.
that's absolutely fine, thank you. So in terms of how we are funded, so our agreement operates on a no-win, no-fee basis. That's a
Yeah.
conditional fee agreement. So
So
if
if I
you're.
did get something, your company would take a percentage from that, yeah?
Yes, I'll explain that
Yeah.
to you now. So if your application is unsuccessful, you pay nothing at all. And obviously, because we don't operate under the government legal fees scheme, we would also get nothing at all. If you withdraw your application on our advice, so if we say your application isn't going anywhere essentially, or it's not a relevant care setting, again, you pay absolutely nothing. If your application
Right.
is successful and a redress payment is awarded, our fees will consist of the basic charges spent on your case and a success fee. However, the total fees, including the VAT, are capped at 20% of your redress payment. So the
Yeah.
actual calculation is 16% plus VAT, and you will
Right.
never pay any more than that agreed cap, regardless of how much work we put in or whatever your
Yeah.
award is. Is that okay? Do you
Yeah,
understand
that's
that?
fine. That's perfectly fine, yeah.
Right, okay. So I've got to explain and make sure you're fully aware that it is important that I cannot guarantee success in this application, and
No, I
that's
understand
whether
that.
the application would be successful or the level of award the scheme may give you. And that's ultimately because the Scottish Redress Scheme operates on a discretionary basis, which I'll
Yeah.
explain again in further detail during this call. So if you choose to instruct us, I'll tell you what we can do for you. So in the first instance, we will assess whether you'll be eligible to apply to the redress scheme. We will gather and review all evidence needed to support your application. We would prepare and submit the application to the scheme. We would correspond with the scheme at all stages. If and when the scheme make a offer of a financial award towards the end of your case, we can then advise on the offer that's been made, whether it's a
Yeah.
reasonable offer based on your circumstances. We'd also explain the statutory waiver that you would have to sign if an award is offered. And again, I'll
Yeah.
explain that in a bit more detail in a moment. And we would
Yeah.
also provide assistance with any reconsideration or review process. So that means if the scheme make an award and we consider it and you consider it to be too low, we would then do all the work behind getting that reconsidered and reviewed by the scheme. Does all that make sense?
Right. Yeah, that's fine.
Perfect. So in relation to the statutory waiver, so if a redress offer is made by the scheme, we will explain the statutory waiver to you in full detail before you decide whether to accept it. And that's extremely important because by accepting an award from the scheme, it can impact your ability to pursue civil claims relating to the
Yes, I
same matters.
understand that.
And again, you'd never be expected to accept any award without fully understanding the consequences. Does that make sense in relation to the
Yeah,
statutory
that's fine.
waiver? Great.
Yeah.
So I do need to let you know that if you decide to proceed with us, you will have a 14-day cancellation period after signing the agreement. So that means you can cancel within that 14 days without any reason, without any charge. Okay?
Yeah.
If you choose, you can also authorize us to begin work immediately whilst your cancellation rights still remain. So if you
Right.
decide to instruct us, are you happy for us to begin work immediately while your cancellation rights remain intact?
Yeah.
Yep, great. Thank you very much. So also, so we're all, so we're able to formally act for you, we will require some proof of identity for your verification purposes. So we'll need a copy of photo ID or proof of address. Do you have photo ID and a proof of address document you can provide to us?
Yes, I do.
Right, okay. That's great. And again, we just need this to comply with our verification and our anti-money laundering regulations.
Yeah.
So following this conversation, if you choose to sign up, I'll send you an email which has a lot more substantive information as to what is and is not acceptable. Okay?
Yeah, that's
so
fine.
At this stage, I just need to gather some further information for the actual application. So I've also got I've also already got your date of birth, I've got your preferred name and your home address, so that's all fine. So we'll move on to what else I need. Do you suffer with any terminal illnesses at all, Maggie?
No.
Right, okay. And under the scheme, you can nominate a beneficiary in relation to your application. So if anything bad were to happen to you during the process of the application, this person would essentially step into your shoes. So is there anyone you'd want to nominate at this stage?
Yeah, that'd be my husband, Michael Ferguson.
His name's Michael Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Okay. And does Michael live at the same address?
He does, yes.
Have you got Michael's date of birth?
Yeah. 13th of the 6th, 1974.
Great. Okay. Do you know Michael's contact number at all?
Yeah. 07507 516 576.
Perfect. Thank you very much. So at this stage, I need to identify the relevant care settings. So do you, can you recall the name of the care setting?
Yeah, well, I went into care first. There was quite a number of care homes I'd been in.
Right, okay.
Don't remember the order.
You don't remember
the order? Don't remember the order,
right.
Because I was well, I remember the first one. Give me a second to try and think what the name it is. Mugged Up Bank.
What was that? Can you spell that for me?
M-U-G.
Yeah?
M-U-D. M-U-R-D. O-C-K. Murdoch.
Oh, Murdoch.
Yeah.
Murdoch Bank. Okay, and whereabout was that?
It's up near the Campsie Hills.
Let me have a little look. So, Murdoch Bank. What was that? Was that a care home?
That was a children's home, yeah.
Children's home.
That's the first one I was in.
Right, okay. And can you recall the approximate year you were there?
I was 4 and a half, so 68, 72.
So 1972. And how long were you there for, can you recall?
I was there until just before I turned 5.
So you were there till 1973 approximately?
4 and a half. No, it was still 1972.
Right, okay, that's fine. Right, and then the next care setting?
I think it was Eglinton.
Eglinton?
Yeah.
And whereabouts that?
That was, it comes under Glasgow, I think.
Let's have a look, Eglinton Children's
Home. I think it
came
over Port Shields Way. I think Eglinton is. And the next one, Maxwell Drive, is the same.
Right, so yeah, so Eglinton was in the Glasgow area, does that sound about right?
Yep. And then it was Maxwell Drive, and that's the same area that comes under, I think, Port Shields as well.
Right. Can you recall what year you went to Eglinton?
I don't. I don't know, I was primary school age anyway, I was quite young.
Right, okay. And Maxwell Drive, can you recall the year?
No. Again, primary school, because I was at primary school setting over there.
Again, don't worry. In terms of years, et cetera, because what we can do is, obviously, if you choose to instruct us, we can get to the stage where we obtain all this information on your behalf,
right,
and then we can put the pieces together, essentially.
Right.
So we've got Murdoch Bank.
I don't know how that's going to happen, because my care record from social work was destroyed a few years back.
Yes, and the scheme are very aware that a lot of the records are destroyed, but we do have quite a few avenues to go down. There's local
Yes.
authorities, there's the National Records of Scotland, there's a lot of places we can cast the net, shall I say, in order to try and get that information. So don't worry at this stage. That's exactly why you instruct us, because we're experts in this field. We've helped quite a lot of clients so far.
Right.
And so
Okay.
we've got Mayor
But I was
Frank.
sending out a different. There's other ones where I was there for a couple of nights, maybe a few days, in between there was different places. So I was in and out of care quite often,
Right, okay, so we've got Murdoch Bank, Eglinton, Maxwell Drive. Is there any more you can recall?
Then it was Farnese.
And how am I spelling that?
Forneth. And I was about 7 then, so that was 68. So that would have been 77. No,
And that was that's
75, sorry.
Fineffy
Furness was
House,
75,
yes. Fineffy House. And that's in Angus, correct? Yeah. Okay. And was that 1975 you said?
About 75 roughly.
Yeah. How long were you there
And I
for?
was there for 8 weeks.
8 weeks. So you left in 75 as well? Right, okay. And can you recall the next one after Fineffy?
Yeah, that was Fairfield. Again, I was in and out a couple of different ones for the odd night or two, maybe a week at most, and then back home again. And then it was,
So
Fairfield.
Fairfield, whereabouts is Fairfield? Is that the
Cotswolds.
Fairfield Residential School?
Yeah, Sherbrooke Avenue. No. Furness was a residential school.
What was Fairfield?
Fairfield was a children's home.
Children's Home. And whereabouts did you say that was? Sorry.
That's Cotswolds, Sherbrooke Avenue.
Portshield, let's have a look. Yeah, okay.
It's just recently closed down about
Yeah.
2 or 3 years
And
ago.
can you recall the approximate year? Was that 75 again?
I think I was 9 when I went in there. So that would have been 77.
Right,
But
okay.
again, I was in and out of, my mum was in and out of hospitals or whatever.
I
I was
understand.
put in different places, don't remember the names because it was
It's
such
okay.
short term.
Again, don't worry about it. Obviously, it's historical memories, and like I said, we can obviously do the investigation on your behalf. So following Fairfield, can you recall any more?
No. I
No.
was in and
Okay.
out of there right up until I was about 11 and a half.
So that would have been to about 1980-ish.
Yeah.
Right.
It was
Okay.
1980.
Right. So
And that
just
was the
to.
last children's home I was in.
Right. Okay. So I'm just going to enter all these into the system now. Okay. So Murdoch Bank Children's Home. I've got it here. Is it Milngavie? Sorry if I've butchered the
Mogaia.
pronunciation. Yeah, Milngavie. Right.
Mogaia.
Yeah, I'm getting used to the pronunciation still. I
I
do
know.
apologize.
It does look a little Milngavie when you look at it, but it's
Yeah,
Mogaia.
Milngavie. Right. Okay. Thank you. And then after Murdoch, we have Eglinton. Let me just. Eglinton Children's Home. One moment, and that was Glasgow again, weren't it? Okay. And you can't recall the dates for Eglinton, can you?
No. As I said, I was in and out so many for temporary, I couldn't tell you the date.
Right, okay. So for the purposes of the application, we've got to give an approximate date. So if you were in Fineffy in 1975, what I'll do is for Eglinton, I'll add 1973. And then for Maxwell, I'll add 1974. Obviously, you don't have to worry about that at this stage because we will get to the bottom of the years you were actually there. Is that okay? Right, okay. So next one, we have Maxwell Drive. And was it actually called Maxwell Drive? Or was that where it was?
I'm not 100% sure. I used to call it Maxwell Drive Home, but I don't know if that was just what they called it. So it was Maxwell, but I think it was called Maxwell Drive Home.
Right, let me have a look.
And that's the Portshield area as well.
Port Shields in Glasgow.
Port Shields in Glasgow, yeah. It's
yeah.
further up from the last home I was in.
Right, okay. Let me see if I can do a quick search. Nice, okay. There we go. That one's on. And then we have Finesse. Yeah. It's I've just what I've done is for completeness, I've just wrote Maxwell Drive, Children's Home, Glasgow, and then we'll do our research from that point. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, and then we've got Finefi House Residential School, Angus.
Yeah.
That one's fine, and that was 1975.
Again, I was in and out of different ones temporarily, and then I went to Fairfield.
Yeah, and then you went to Fairfield.
I'm sure I was 9 when I went there.
And that was in Glasgow again, Fairfield, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, that's Sherbrooke Avenue, Portshield. Yeah, it was Portshield that came under. Michael, can you phone down your hotel? I'm still on the phone now.
Right, okay, so I've got all that information. That's great. Let me just... So what I need to do now is I need to take a rather short and succinct statement in relation mm-hmm. to each of the care homes, just setting out, obviously you've already told me the time you spent there, and it's more so the type of abuse you suffered and any recollection you have, any memories about these individual care home settings. Like I said, it needs
the
to
rest
be brought...
of them, all of them are fine, except for Finesse.
Right, okay, so the first four, there was no abuse whatsoever, and obviously abuse can be in a lot of ways. It's obviously it's not just physical, emotional, sexual, it's
not,
also
there was
neglect.
none
at all.
No, like I was always looked after in the children's home settings. It was Finesse's that was physical abuse.
Right, okay, one moment. So if it was just Finesse, what I'll do is, because it'd be no benefit to you or the application and listing all the others if no abuse happened there. So you're absolutely sure there was no abuse in any of them except for Finesse?
No. In fact, in Fairfield, I'm still in contact with one of the members of staff that looked after me. So I'm still in contact with her. There was nothing.
So it was just
Fairfield, the best care
Finesse.
Of her.
Right.
Yeah.
Just Finesse in 1975, right? That's fine. So, in your own words, and as I said, take your time. Tell me about Finesse. What happened? What was it like in your own words? And then I'll obviously ask some further questions for any clarification.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrible. The teachers would hit us with, I don't know if you're old enough to remember, wooden skulls. The wooden, like, slip-on sandals.
So, they'd hit you with... shoes, but they had wooden soles.
Yeah, the wooden soles. They were almost like a kind of clog, but it looked like a sandal at a wooden base with a leather front.
Right, okay.
You used to throw that at our heads. They'd throw dusters at us. They'd smack us with it. Well, this one particular person used to smack us with her shoe. If we wrote letters home saying that we were upset and we wanted to come home, they would... which they did with me and quite a few others, and ripped up our letter.
So when you were trying to tell people about the abuse, they would rip that communication
up? They ripped the letters up, yeah, and then they would write on a big blackboard what we had to copy in.
So they would actually force you to write?
They dictated what we actually wrote, yeah. Really? It was written in big letters on the board, and we had to copy that exactly.
Okay, yeah, carry on.
If you wet the bed, they would put you into the corner of the corridor, make you stand there, facing the wall for hours.
And did that personally happen to you?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, carrying on.
That was majority, you know, it was constant shouting, being told we were stupid. Yeah, verb obvious.
Right, okay. So
And the
the
thing is,
constant
as well,
shouting,
I can
yeah.
remember being there. I remember going there. I remember the actual journey going there. I don't remember much of it even coming home. Because when I got a hold of my medical records and I went back, I was on, I think it was amitriptyline, something like that. I was on what is now an adult drug
So
that
you were
makes you
given that
sleep.
when you were a child.
Yeah.
And what
So I
was
was
that when
sent
you
with
left
that
the nephew?
prescription. No, I was actually sent with that prescription.
So you all your time during your residency in Fenefi, you were on amitriptyline.
I don't know why. I think it was doing my sleep pattern because I wasn't a very good sleeper at all. I was anorexic. It was in my notes. I was anorexic from quite a young age. So under four, I'd anorexia.
Right,
So
okay.
I was on a lot of medication, didn't realise what it was for, but I just recently found out that I was on, sure it was amitriptyline back then. So it was a medication that made me sleep.
So the amitriptyline itself, did you ever refuse to take this, or did the nurse, the I don't want to call them carers,
You
did the
didn't get,
people who
yeah,
worked there, did they
you don't get an
make you
option.
take it? Yeah,
Yeah,
right,
you don't get an
okay.
option.
Okay, and how did that make you feel, being on that medication in general?
Well, there was things I couldn't remember. Like, again, what they told me home, don't remember it. But I
So
remember
where it
every
does.
detail of actually going to the place where we get picked up in Glasgow. I remember the bus journey, my mum and dad, I remember everything. I remember the fact I was ill the day before and I didn't want to go, but my mum and dad had already signed the paperwork to say that I could go, so I was made to go basically.
Right. Okay. So was everything somewhat of a blur then because of this medication, you feel?
Yeah,
Right.
more towards the end of it, so I get the impression that I may not have been on the medication long when I was sent there.
Right.
I
Okay.
think it was quite a new thing at that point, but I don't
And
remember the journey coming home at all.
okay. And you said you were anorexic from a very young age. So
Yeah.
how did the people who worked there treat you in that respect? Did they force you to eat? What did it,
Oh God, they
any
used to force
information there?
feed you. Yeah. What I'd done is I'd like chop up if I get boiled eggs. I don't like boiled eggs, and I used to remember the double-ended egg cups
Yeah.
that I used to shove it up underneath there, and the force fed me until I actually vomited all over the floor. They'd done the same with boiled egg sandwiches, and that happened in the garden outside when we were meant to be having a picnic. The force fed me it.
And that would make you physically be sick.
Yeah. Because they used to grab, you know where your jaw meets? They used to grab your face with their fingers and dig their fingers in so you would open your mouth.
And put the fingers in your mouth.
No, they'd actually dig their fingers into the sides of your jaw to make you open your mouth.
Right,
You know,
okay,
somebody
I
grabs the
understand.
bottom of your face
Yeah,
so
like
their fingers
squeeze
are
it.
either side. Yeah.
So you said earlier about the constant shouting, humiliation, a lot of verbal abuse. Can you recall any specifics in relation to that aspect?
Yeah, stupid. They called us sick. You know, dirty girl when I wet my bed. You know, absolutely filthy. You know, it's just, it seemed to be one particular person more than anything.
And can you recall that person's name?
I think it was Mrs. Robinson or Miss
Mrs.
Robinson.
Robinson. Okay. It's fine. Right, okay.
Can't remember. I think her name. I think her name was different. For some reason, I've got it in my head that she had two names. So I don't know if she was married at the time or she got married, but she was using two different names.
Right, okay. And don't worry, don't worry. Obviously, if you do recall, then we can add it into the short statement. But what you've given me so far
The name
should
is
be it.
Baxter, seems to ring a bell.
the name
I don't know if
Baxter.
my memory's telling me that's two different people. I don't know. But Baxter was one and Robinson was another.
And Baxter, was she female as well? Mrs. Baxter or Miss?
Yeah. But I don't even know if that was the same person with two different names.
So
to my mind, I'm thinking it could be one person or it could be two people that look pretty similar.
Yeah, and as I said earlier, these memories are from way back when, so don't worry about not getting all the specifics. You wouldn't be expected to. Neither would Redress Scotland expect you to as well. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think I've got enough for the statement on Fenefi.
I got dragged as well. One of the times I'd wait in the bed, I tried to sneak downstairs. I sat on the stairs for ages waiting to see if you could look halfway down the stairs. You could look into the laundry room. And I waited until I thought no one was there, and I tried to sneak my sheets downstairs because I was never a bedwetter, ever.
Until you went to Fenefi.
In that particular place. Yeah, it's the only place I've ever done it, before or after. I tried to sneak my sheets in and just leave them there, and one of them was actually in there, but it was that section that I couldn't see from the stairs. And she literally dragged me. She grabbed the back of my neck and dragged me upstairs. You know, pulling on the back of my neck.
Right, okay.
That's one of the occasions I was made to stand. You know, I was still in wet underwear, and she made me stand there, wet nightgown, and she made me stand in the corner. It felt like ever. You know, when you're that age, everything feels like a lifetime, doesn't it?
Yeah, of course, of course. Right, okay, so based on what you've told me, under the redress scheme, there's two types of applications. So there's the first one, which is the fixed payment of £10,000. So that's in a fixed amount awarded regardless of the severity of the abuse you've suffered. There's also something called the individually assessed payment of up to £100,000, which is decided by a closed panel. And the level awarded is dependent on the level of abuse you've suffered. So based on what you've told me, I do believe that we should be pursuing the individually assessed payment because it was quite the ordeal you went to. The likelihood is the closed panel, based on previous awards, it would be more than £10,000. Obviously, it's entirely discretionary, but it's discretionary up to a point. They still have certain levels that they award based on what you went through. So you wouldn't be required to attend any meeting. As I said, it's all behind closed doors, essentially. It wouldn't be like you have to stand up, like in court, for example. You wouldn't have to stand up and be cross-examined. We get all the evidence later on in the application process. We will draft a formal witness statement, and then the evidence in your witness statement is your chief key piece of evidence, which the scheme would consider in making your award. Does that make sense? Do you understand all that? Okay. So based on the information you've provided today, the next step is for me to send you our client care letter, our conditional fee agreement, our letter of authority, and an email just requesting your proof of address and proof of identity documents. So what I'll do is I'll finalise everything following this call, and then I'll send everything to you. So it comes via some electronic signature software. So all the documents will have all the information in. I just need you to consider them all. Sign them where specified, scroll down all the way to the bottom. There'll be a little tick box that you tick, and then you click submit signatures, and they'll come directly to me. I'll also send a email with all the information about the proof of address and proof of identity documents we need, and you can simply just take pictures of them and respond to the email with the pictures, and then I can add them to your file. Once we've got all that in, we'll get it submitted to Redress. Okay. As I said, given what you've told me about Fenefi, I understand that it may be ring-fenced from the relevant care setting, but I'll do some research on that. I'm still happy to submit it in any event, okay? We'll get it submitted. If Redress
the
come back with any...
The only thing I'm not 100% of was the name. I think it was Amitriptyline. Can you remember in my medical notes when I went to Fenefi what medication I was on? It was the white sleeping ones that I've got the now. Amitriptyline. What? Fennecan? I'm not sure. I'll need to try and get back into my notes.
Right,
I'm not 100%. I know it was a sleeping medication that I'm on now. remember. I'd need to check in my, I'll bring my medical notes. I've got an NHS app, I can look in that and get prior medication. Because it's a medication that I was back on again as an adult.
Don't worry, don't worry. If you don't know the name of the medication, it's fine. I can just state as much. So just to confirm, Infinefi, were you placed there by the government, essentially, following the other?
It was for kids that wasn't, that you know, kids that didn't have a lot of money. If you'd been sort of poorly, it was like a respite care thing.
Right.
So they called it Finetti Residential School. And we did still do school work as well, but we actually stayed there, so it was a care setting as well as a school.
And you were placed there by the local authority or a social worker?
Yeah. I don't know who actually made that, you know, that, because it used to be either your school nurse could refer you, your school could refer you, your GP could refer you, or the social work department. It had to be a government body that sent you there.
Okay, and how can you recall how long you were potentially at Finetti?
How long I was there?
Yeah.
About 8 weeks. Because I actually thought I was only going for a couple of weeks. And we ended up there about, I think it was about 8 weeks we were there. And it was Phenergan. It's not amitriptyline, it was Phenergan.
How are you spelling that? Phenergan? Can you spell it Finetti?
Phenergan, Phenergan.
Phenergan, yep, I've got that here.
Yep.
That's great.
Because I'm sure that was in liquid form back then.
And you think it was liquid form, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, okay. So, following this conversation, is there anything you didn't quite understand? Is there anything you want me to clarify, or do you need any other information?
No.
Okay, well, thank you
very much. Other than giving permission, if you need to get like my doctor's notes and then I can give permission now for that.
Yeah, well, that's part of the initial document I'll send to you following this call. So one is a letter of authority, which you sign, and that gives us permission to obtain any records we need.
Yeah, I do that as part of my work now for people, so
great. So what I'll do, Maggie, is I will get everything finalised on my end. You'll have the e-signature contracts to you in the next, say, 30 minutes or so. Just have a look at the documents, sign them, get them back to us, and then we can get your application processed, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. It may not be straight away, but it will be done today.
Yeah, perfect, Maggie. Any issues whatsoever, just give me a call back, okay?
Okay, fantastic.
All right, thanks for your time, Maggie. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Bye.